Hachette Audio presents Unsavory Truth, How Food Companies Skew the Science of What We Eat. Written by Marion Nessel, read by Nora Tochi. Look for a PDF of abbreviations used in the book and their meanings. To Charles, Rebecca, and Mal, of course. 1. The food industry and nutrition. I love nutrition science. On my first teaching job, I was assigned to teach a nutrition course, and it was like falling in love. To this day, I love the intellectual challenge of figuring out what we eat, why we eat what we do, and how diets affect our health. It is not easy to study these questions in the context of everything else that influences health, not least our genetics, cultural upbringing, lifestyle, income, and education. I am also endlessly fascinated by the way food choices relate to so many of the most challenging problems in society. Health is only the most obvious. What we eat is linked to matters of poverty, inequality, race and class, immigration, social and political conflict, environmental degradation, climate change, and much else. Food is a lens through which to examine all those concerns. I love the complexity of food issues and the passion people bring to every one of them. But I do not love the way the food industry has added an unnecessary complication, engaging nutrition professionals in marketing objectives, sometimes against the interests of public health. Unsavory Truth is about how food, beverage, and supplement companies, collectively food companies, fund nutrition researchers and practitioners and their professional associations with the ultimate goal of promoting sales. This book appears at a time when scandals created by such funding make front page news. Let me plunge right in with an unexpected and highly surreal example of why the topics in this book should matter to all of us. You may recall that during the especially contentious U.S. presidential race of 2016, hackers, linked to the Russian government, stole a trove of electronic messages from the Democratic Party officials and posted them on the WikiLeaks website. They also stole emails from people working on Hillary Clinton's campaign and posted them on a new website, DC Leaks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?